Today's daf is daf chaf ches. So we're discussing this machlokas about Avin Ish Dina the Nafshe, b'malkum p'seida. So everyone, we said b'malkum p'seida, everybody agreed that you are allowed to do Avin Ish Dina Nafshe. The only machlokas was between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Nachman in a situation where there is no p'seida, is one allowed to do Avin Ish Dina the Nafshe? So Gemara says in the bottom of Chav Zayin and Rebbe, the last four lines, Masiv Rav Kana, he asks a b'raisa ben Bagbag Omer, a person should not go into the chatzer of his friend to take that which is his. So let's say Adam takes something of mine or borrow something, doesn't return it back. I'm not allowed to go into his property without rishus. Shemet tiralav kigadav, lest this person thinks I'm stealing from him and the choshed me for being a ganav. Ella, what should I do if I need to get my property back? Ella shavar shinav amar lo sheli ani dotel. What I should do is break his teeth. Says Rashi, Kilmer Kach Bechazak, a lot of dafka breaking the teeth, but I could take this in a physical way, aggressively go into his property and take back my stuff and say to him, Shali Ani Nota, I'm taking my property, my sweatshirt, which you didn't return to me. So you see from here that you are allowed to Ovid Inish Din and Afshe. A person can take matters into his own hands. Even in a situation where there's no Pseida, there's no loss. He's holding on to my sweatshirt. I'm not at a loss here. Yes, I am losing the ability to use my sweatshirt, but that's not a loss. So I'm allowed to Ovid Inish Din and Afshe. So Gemara says Amar Le, Gemara responds back, going on to Chav Ches, Imcha, with you, Rashi says, B'tmiya, Kolomar, V'chi Nira Beinecha, Shetshuva Zuhu Genesu, you think this is a good answer? You misread the Braisa. The Gemara explains, Ben Bag Bag Yechidahu, he's a Das Yachid, who plead your Rabban and Allah. Their Rabban argue on this, Ben Bag Bag, and they say, you're not allowed to, I can't go into Adam's Rishus and take my property away. So therefore, he says, there is no halach of Avin Ish Din Nafshe. If Yanai Amar, he says differently, my Shavar Shinav, what does it mean Shavar Shinav? Bidin. Doesn't mean to go in there physically and take it myself. It means take him to court. Take him to court and fight him to the teeth. Fight him to the end, but not to physically grab and take matters into my own hand. So Gemara says, if it's really talking about Din, Ihachi, that's the case, Emor Lo, Omrim Lo Mi Barle. It says Emor Lo, I'm supposed to say to him, to Adam. It should be Omrim Lo, Bezdin, as the Rabbim should say to Adam to give me the thing back. And Shaliani notel, the Bryce says, I take my own, it should say, Shalono hu notel. The basin should be saying to Adam, give his property back to me, Bailey. That's what it should write. And therefore, to Kashi, it's really hard to read the Bryce in the other way. Rabbi Yanai's answer doesn't seem like a good answer, but the first answer is a good answer, that maybe there's only been Bagbag. He's a Das Yochid who holds Ovid Nish Din Nafshe, but the Rabban who argue say a person may not do, take matters into his own hands. Mar brings another bryce about Toshma. Shur Sha'Allah Agabi Chaveiro. The shur climbs on top of another shur, Lahorgo, and trying to kill his friend, the other shur. Uba Baal Hatachton. The owner, I own the shur on the bottom. My shur is being pummeled by the shur on top of him. I take my shur and grab him from below. V'shaman Eshelo. I remove my animal. V'nafa Elyon. And the shur on top falls down, hits the floor hard. Umeis, and he dies from impact. Potter. I'm Potter from the fact that the top of the Shur Elyon dies. I'm Potter. I'm just saving my own animal. So my love bimua deleka pseida. So I see that I took matters into my own hands. So we see that Avin Ish Din Nafshe is not a case of muad where there is no pseida. Why? Let's say I let things go, take its course. And the Shur Elyon kills my Shur Tachton. And if we're talking about a Shur Muad, I'm going to get my full payment back anyways when it's Shur Muad. So if it's not talking about a case of Shur Muad, where there is no Pseida to me, because I'll get paid back anyways, yet I can still, Avid Inish Dinna Nafshe, even B'makum Deleka Pseida, I can still take matters into my own hands. And that's allowed, and I'm Putter, if the Shur Elyon dies. So we see, we pass him, yes, Avid Inish Dinna Nafshe, B'makum Deleka Pseida. Mar says, no, that's not the case. It's talking about a case of Tam Dika Pseida. If I let matters take its course, so, and the top shore kills my bottom shore, I only get half my payment. I'm losing out. It's b'makom pseida. And because it's makom pseida, that's why I'm allowed to take my animal and save him. But in a case where there's no pseida, if a case of a shore muad, I wouldn't be able to of an inish din and nafshe. Gemara says, if that's the case, where there's pseida to me, where his tom is killing my animal, I'm going to lose half the value. Aim a seifa, but look at the seifa. The seifa says, let's say dachvul elyon, let's say I push off the shore, and umeis, that top shore dies, then I'm chayef. I have to pay for the shore that I just killed. Why? But ibetam, am I chayef? If it's talking about the shore elyon's tam, why am I chayef? If I let the tam kill my animal, I only get half the payment. It's a b'makom seida. a person is allowed to be avid inish dina nafshe b'makom de'ikah p'seida. So Gemara says no, because shehayal l'shamto v'l'shamto. There was another route I could have taken. I could have taken my shor tachton and just taken him and let the shor elyon die in a more of an indirect way. But by me pushing him directly, I took the incorrect approach. I took the approach that I'd more likely kill the shor elyon as opposed to removing mine, and for that reason mechayev. But in a chanami, in a case where the tam is killing my shor on the bottom, I am allowed to remove my shor of tachton to save him. So we see we're passing still that only b'makom p'seida are you allowed to avid inish dina d'nafshe. Mar brings another raya, tashma ha'memale chatzir chavero, a person fills out my courtyard with all his different kelim. Kade yayin, kade shemen, the jugs of wine, the jugs of oil. So ba'al chatzir, I'm the owner, I need to get to my house. Mishabe v'yotze, mishabe v'nichnas. I could knock everything out of the way and enter into my house. I could leave my house and knock everything over, and nothing could get in my way. So we see from here, what's the Gemara assuming right now? So we're assuming here that I'm allowed to do avid inish dina nafshe. So even though there's no pseida, right? The question Rashi doesn't tell us whether there's no pseida, but l'chor, that's the point. In theory, I could take the jugs and move them over to the side and just not break anything, and that would be an easier way. So we see from here that I'm allowed to do avid inish dina nafshe even though there's no pseida. So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mishaber v'yotid lebezdin, Mishaber v'nichas lehavi zich yosef. No, it doesn't mean to literally break his kalim. What it means is I could go and fight hard in Bezdin. Look at Rashi. Rashi says three narrow lines down. The guy who placed all his kadim in my courtyard claims that this is his courtyard. I need to now go bring a document that I bought this land, this chatzir, to Bezdin. So that's what it means, but not that I have the right to take matters into my own hands and start damaging his kadim. So there's no right from that price either. Tosa points out here, look at Tosa's Dibra Maskel Meshaber V'yotze. Afa Gabi, even though above we learned Le'el Amin Shayal L'Shomto, he should have taken his shore out and taken the more passive approach. Shayal L'Shomto Hayinu Mishum Deleka Tircha B'Shmita Yosem Med V'Chifa. Because the strength that it takes by me pushing off the shore on top versus pulling my shore from the bottom, it requires the same effort. So take the more passive approach. Aval Hacha Lo Atrichu L'Sadron Del Azeh. But this, for me to now take his kadim and start making, you know, piles on top of each other very nicely, that's a lot more tircha than me just walking right through, knocking them over. So there's no reason for me to take more tircha because of what you've done to me and put me in my position.
So he is allowed to break them on his way to Beis Din?
According to the first. Well, the second opinion, I don't know if it means...
Is he going on?
I thought he was saying, Mishaber meant in terms of, you know, like we said above, about Hika Shinov, Shavar Shinov. Wasn't literally to break the teeth.
So is the Dibra Maskel here going in the Havamina Maskel?
I thought the Havamina. Let's see, how do they say this? So the way it's being understood here is that he can break them even to go to Bezdin. He's not breaking them to use access to going in and out of his house. But he needs to Lamaisa get to the Bezdin. So to get to Bezdin, he's allowed to do this. Not because of a din of Ovid Inish Din of Danafshe.
There's just
no other way to do it other than going there. So I guess according to this understanding, he's going even Lamaskana. He should have just moved over to the side. Says Tosos, he can't. That's too much tircha. It's not fair to him. Some guy's putting him in jail, in essence. The Gemara now says, Toshma, Minayin Lenirta Shekalolo Yama. Venirta, an Evid Ivri who wants to stay by his master more than the 7 years. So then 6 years, then he gets the Nirta. And he stays until Yovel. So Kalo Yama means near to Yovel comes, now he's good to go. He's a free person, this Eved Ivri. And Rabbo Masarev lo Balates, and the master's insisting that he leave. It's time to go back. The Chaval, he hits him. Asa Bo Chabura gives him a wound. Who pater? The Adon's pater from doing all of this. So why? Tamalomar lo Sikhu Kofer Lashuv. The Pasuk talking about Ari Miklap, but there's a drush that's made. Lo Sikhu Kofer Lashav. You don't take kofar, you don't have to pay a certain any amount when he refuses to return back to his home. He's supposed to l'shav mishpachto. The Eved Ivri is supposed to go back home and he's refusing to. So you're trying to get him out of your house as the Adon, you're pater, you don't have to pay any kofar, any tashumim for any damage you've caused him to get him to go shav, to return back home. So what's the shayla here? So let's look at Rashi here. Rashi doesn't say what the issue is here. But we see if it's pater, we see a person is allowed to do avid inish din denafshe, even though there's no pseida. There's no, what's the pseida for him? The avid stays in my house. He wants to stay here. There's no real pseida for me as the adon. Yet I'm allowed to avid inish din denafshe. I could force him and force him to leave. So we paskin that you are allowed to do it, even b'malkum to lack a pseida. Gemara says, no, hacha b'may askin, and what are we dealing with here? It's ba'av de ganva. A robber. He's stealing from me. So there's pseida. He's stealing my money. Gemara said, what do you mean? Ad ha'ina lo ganav hasha ganav? So the whole time he lived in my house, we had a great relationship, he wanted to stay here, I loved him, he loved me, he wasn't stealing. Suddenly the day he leaves, he's starting to steal from me? That's very unlikely that that's the case. Gemara says, no, ad ha'ina hava imasa di rabbi aleh. Up until this point, he had the fear of the master, by his employer, his boss, he wouldn't steal. But now, hashta, deleshle imasa di rabbi aleh. But now he's free, he has no longer any fear, and he's more than willing to steal. So since he's stealing, the master, the old master, is beating him until he leaves. So that's why Avid Inish Dina Dinafshe, because it is B'makum Seda. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says differently, Amar Be'eved Shemasala Rabo Shivcha Kananis. It's talking about a situation where we know one of the things that what's allowed to an Eved Ivri, I could give an Eved Ivri a Shivcha Kananis. Even though Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Jew, he's allowed to be with the Shivcha Kananis and to produce children for more of Adam for me. So normally it's an Aser, of course, but there's a special Heter for an Eved Ivri. So now he's continuing to stay with the Shivcha Kananis. Now he's not allowed to because he's no longer an Eved Ivri, he's a free person. So that's what we're saying. I'm hitting him to get him out, to prevent him from violating the Isser. It's not an issue of Makom Pseida, it's an issue of preventing him from violating an Isser.
That's Mutter the hit for that?
That's Mutter, right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Isura. Rashai lahal koso lafrisho, you could hit him, you could separate him. Dehai dina ilav lenafshehu. It's not doing this for himself. He's doing this for the sake of the Eved Ivri. So if you need to be mafsh a person from violating Isser, you're allowed to do these things. It's a completely different sugya. According to this reading, see a guy doing Isser, you slap him across the face. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ad heinu hetera, hashi isser. I think the understanding.
Did he actually start to steal? Or he's just afraid now that he might?
Well, the first case was the issue of stealing. It sounds like he actually was stealing. And the issue of the shivcha. I'm not sure what stage it was going on, but I guess they were still staying with each other, going to the room together, and therefore he was allowed to prevent any isser. So that's what the Gemara explains. Ad ha'idna hitera v'hashti isser. Up until this point, they were permitted to be with each other, but now that he's free, there's an isser, and he has an obligation to protect his fellow yid, not from violating an isser. Gemara now says, Toshma, Haminiach Esakad, Rishis Harabim. A guy places a jug in Rishis Harabim, Uba'acher, Viniskalba, another guy comes and trips on it, Vishivra, and he breaks it as he's tripping over the kad, he's pater. He's pater from paying. Time with the Niskalba, only because he tripped and slipped on this kad is he pater. Hoshavra, if he kicks it and breaks it directly, Chai, then he'd have to pay. So what's why is that a din? Sounds like a person cannot do avid inish dina dinafshe, meaning the guy who placed the boar, the kad, has no right to do that. That was wrong. It should be removed. So I cannot go ahead and break it because there's no pseida for me. So I can take matters into my own hands and do this. So we see b'makum dileka pseida lo avid inish dina dinafshe. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei D'Rava Hu Dahadin Afilu Shavra. No. I'm even allowed to break it if it's in the way. I can take matters into my own hands. He has no right to place the kad in the Rosh Hashanah. I could break it. Why does it say niskal only if I slipped? Since a seifa had to teach from the perspective of niskal, which says, im huzak ba'al chavetz chayv, if I slipped and got damaged, the ba'al chavetz has to pay me the damage, chayv benisko, dafka niskal, only if I slipped, aval shav, if I broke it, and then I get damaged, lo, I don't have to I don't get paid by the Baal Chavetz because the Hu Azuk Nafshe. I damaged myself. I shouldn't have kicked it. I kicked it, I broke my toe. So it's my fault. I shouldn't have kicked it in the first. I had the right to kick it. I have a right to kick it because Avid Inish Din the Nafshe, even B'makum Delekab Seidam. But at the same time, if I get damaged, that's my own fault. So for that reason, since the Seifa had to teach from the perspective of Niskal, only if I slip and I get damaged, does he have to pay me? So too, Katani Reisha Niskal, so too the Reisha is talking about a case of where I slipped. Keep going now. Gemara now says, Tashma, the Kot says, Kappa, Mamon. So the Pasuk is referring to here, I think we spoke this Pasuk yesterday when two people are fighting, and then the wife of one of them comes over, and it's Hichzika Bevushav, and grabs onto the other man and embarrasses him. So the halach is, the pasuk says, v'skatso says kappa. Literally, we cut off her hand. But the pshat is, mamon, we don't cut off her hand. We just make her pay damage. Damage, nezek, boshes. So my love, b'she'eno yecholo lahatza yedei davacher. So now this case, where she's taking matters into her own hands. So is it not a case where she couldn't save him any other way? Her husband was being beaten. So she comes over to the guy, the mazik, and damages him, embarrasses him in such a way. That's the only way she could have protected him. And therefore what? Says Rashi, b'she'eno yecholo lahatza yedei davacher. She couldn't save him in any other way. Debedin ka'avdi. She did the right thing.
Even
Malcolm said you can't do anything. Meaning the only reason why she can do something here, she has to pay damage, meaning she's responsible for what she did, even though there's no choice. Her husband was being beaten, was about to be killed, and she couldn't do anything. She still has to pay compensation for hitting the other guy, even though it was Mamash and Malcolm said that here. So this is the complete opposite extreme. The Gemara says, "Lo, no, it's okay. She yicholo lahatzal ayde davacha. She could have saved him in a different way. So that's why she's responsible. Val, any yicholo lahatzal ayde davacha p'tur. If she couldn't have saved him in any other way, this is the only way to protect him. Ein echanami should be p'tur. So it's not a raya, as you said, to a case of the makom deleka p'seda, because this is a makom p'seda, at least the fi Rashi. Yichalchi, if that's the case, asks the Gemara." At the Tani Sefer, from the Sefer that says, V'shalcha yada, and when she extends his hand to him, Prat l'shliach Bezdin, as opposed to Bezdin, Bezdin's pater and Boshes. She, who's not representing Bezdin, so then she is chayv and Boshes. But if Shliach Bezdin does something have a Boshes, then it'd be pater. So the Gemara said, if that's the case, Liflog v'lisnei b'dida. So let's make an exception within her. B'med v'mamurim, when is she chayv and Boshes? When she could have taken another out to protect her husband, but if she couldn't, if this was the only way she could have protected the husband, then she should be ptura. So if the Seifa is getting ready, giving examples of where a person's pat and boshes, why not make a distinction within herself, within the wife herself, when she's chayv versus when she's pater? From the fact that it doesn't make such a distinction, it seems to indicate that she's never pater. Even in a case where she has no other way to save her husband, she's still chayv and boshes. That's what it sounds like.
But the kavanah of the boshes was just to save. It's not to the actual boshes.
That's why we saw earlier, as long as there's kavanah for maisa, if there's boshes that results from it, you have to pay the boshes. So we had the case, the guy falling off the roof. Right. And he turned over and landed directly on the person with his intention to fall. Even though he didn't have intent to embarrass, but he had intent to do that maisa, then that's considered chayv boshes. Kavanah doesn't have to be kavanah for that particular boshes. It has to be a kavanah for a maisa that can result in boshes, even though the intent wasn't boshes itself.
Even if it's to save somebody here.
Right.
The opposite.
Exactly. Right. It could be also her intention was to embarrass him. But part of it, probably remember saying in history class in YU, used to speak about how when you go to the army, and when you need to fight, the soldiers would fight, they felt very, if they weren't dressed below the belt, they felt very vulnerable. Even though they're just as vulnerable wearing pants versus not wearing pants, and forget the context, but if they were not wearing pants, they'd be very vulnerable. They'd just feel vulnerable. So did the embarrassment alone, maybe her intent was to embarrass the guy, and that would be his way of feeling vulnerable, and, right. So it could be that was part of her thinking. It could have also been to seriously hurt him. I don't know. Okay. Sorry about the why you thing. So Gemara says, where are we now? Hachanami Kamar. That's exactly what the Brisa says. That's what it says. When is she chayv to pay? That's exactly what the Gemara is trying to tell us. The Brisa is saying that's when she is able to save him in another way, and she doesn't, then she's chayv the boshes. If she can't save him in any other way, she becomes like an agent of Bezin and Pater. That's the line I was telling you yesterday. But this is an indication where when a person is Avid Inish Din and Afshe, it indicates that she is or he is a Shliach Bezdin. That's the line here. Okay. Fine. Gemara says Vayter now. Tashma, Hare Shahayisa, Derech Rabim, Overes Besoch Sadeo. So let's say there's a highway passing through my field. And not love Anasun Hem Minatzad. So I don't want them passing through my field. I'm growing strawberries. So I could take their. They're highway and move it off to the side. what he gave them, he gave them another highway, and what he took, he couldn't take away. I mean, you could never take away Rishus HaRabim. You could always add on. So now he's really messed over it, because now he didn't gain anything. He just added on another highway through his side of the field. So, the Amris of an Inishadina Dinafshe, if a person is allowed to take matters into his own hand, Lin Kon Paz Revelesev, he should take what little sticks and put them in the path and stop them from coming into his field. When it comes to making highways in Rishus HaRabim, we don't allow a person, that's where we draw the line here, because we're concerned maybe he's going to give a derech haklasan, a longer route. Says Rashi, derech haklasan lav dinahu. That's not right. Meaning, you could protect his land as long as you give them an equal path somewhere else. But they're afraid they're going to send them off on a long route, which is not fair, and then that's not considered the din. The din's not only protecting yourself, it's also giving back to what they deserve. They need a highway to get through to the different cities. So therefore, you cannot apply it in this case. Says the Gemara, Rav Mishar Shamar, benosin lehem derech haglasa. No, it only doesn't work when you give them a longer route. But if you give them an equal type of route, in Echanami, you do have the right to protect your field. Rav Ashi Amar, kol min atzad derech haglasanu. No, every single time you change the route, even though it might be just as direct, it's always considered a longer route, even though it may not be longer. It's always considered that way, meaning you can never, when it comes to Rishus HaRabim, you can never change the path out of your field. Because who krova lezev or chog lezev? It might be closer to one house in one city, but it's going to automatically be further from another place. There's no way that won't be damaging to somebody. Ihachi, that's the case. Amai shelo lo hagiu. Why do we say his, he never received his? What does that mean? It should say, lema lehu shkula didchu v'havi li didi. Take yours and give me mine. What's that line saying here? So why don't we say, why can he say to at least let him take back that new route that he just gave them? Maybe that new route, so if he has to keep the first route, to keep that first route, and the other one that he created on the second side, let that one be taken back. Don't give him the second, let him remove that second highway that he just created. So the Gemara, right, exactly. The Gemara says, "Lay milhu." Let him say to them, "So fine, if you're not giving me that, you're not protecting my field. So shkula didicho, take your initial one that runs through my field, v'havli lididi, and give me back the side of my field I gave you initially, and let's go back to the original structure." So the Gemara says, "Mishum de Rav Yehuda, dam Rav Yehuda, meitzer sheichziku b'rabim asel kakol." Whenever there's been a border, whenever there's any path that's been given over and been machzik by Rishus HaRabim, it's also ever to change it. So once he gave over to them Rishus HaRabim, he's stuck forever. Now it sounds like from here, only if they've used it before. Let's say he gave them permission, but it hasn't yet been used. It sounds like maybe he can retract at that point. But once it's been used, then you can never go back on it anymore. Okay, Tashma, the Gemara brings another brisa. Seems like the last brisa here about this discussion of the Avid Inish Dina Dinafshe. The Gemara says, Bal HaBayis Sheniach Peah Mitarecha. The owner of a farm leaves over the corner from one side of Peah for the Aniyim. Ubo Aniyim v'nalu mitaracher. But for some reason, the Aniyim came to a different corner. They didn't know which Peah, which corner was supposed to be less for them. So Echad Zeb, Echad Zeb Peah. They're both considered Peah. And he has no taina on the Aniyim. Vi Amris Avid Inish Dina Dinafshe. If a person can take matters into his own hands, Amai Zeb Zeb Peah. Why do both have to be corners? The one that he intentionally left and the one that the Aniyim took, Lin Kon Paz Revelesev, he should place sticks and protect him from taking the corner of the land. So the Gemara says, so which one we're trying to protect? What, the second payah? The payah that he initially had placed? Yeah. I mean, the initial one he said about payah, and they took, he said corner A. And then they took corner B first, it sounds like. So now they're both payah. Is it suggesting that once they've taken corner B, you should be able to protect corner A?
It sounds like Tosus is
going to
be
my interpretation. Rashi Tosus says, "The bishma also should not luhavi peah hov and not lumi. That's the point. So the corner A, my intention was that they take one corner. I was hoping they take this corner. They took that corner, so let me take back my initial corner. So why does he lose out on both? Let him set up these sticks and these little blocks, and they can't take the initial payah. The Gemara says, you're right. What does it mean that they're both payah? Not that he has to give them both to the Aniyim. The Potter min ha-Maiser, that the Potter Maiser, the din is that Peah is Potter min ha-Maiser. Kitatani, the Bryce says exactly, ha-Mafkir's karm over Hishkim ha-Boker v'batzu chayef. A person who lets his Mafkir's karm, his vineyard, and in the morning he wakes up and is re-zochen it, he reacquires it, he's chayef b'prat v'olos b'shicha u'v'peah, but he's Potter min ha-Maiser. So anytime a person is Mafkir land, so then you're Potter min ha-Maiser. So when a person it makes it Peah, that's in essence Peah is making a Mafkir to the Aniyim. So that's what it means. You're potter, but in a chanami, you don't have to make the aniyim. You don't have to let the aniyim take that second corner. You could keep it for yourself. Okay, we're good. The Mishnah says in the bottom of Chav Chesed, Nishbur a kad b'rishis harabim v'huchlok echad b'mayim. Let's say he places a kad, a pitcher of water, and it cracks, it breaks, and that water spreads as a puddle. And a person huchlok echad mehem. A person slips in the water. Or shalaka b'charis. The person gets hurt. He falls and gets cut. By the right. Chayiv, he's chayiv to pay the damage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'miskaven chayiv, b'ein miskaven patim. When he had kavana, then he's chayiv, but if there's no kavana, then he's patim. What's the kavana here? I think Gemara will explain what the kavana is. Rashi doesn't tell us anything about the kavana. In the kavana, the Baal Chavis to, let's see, explains here, the Baal HaKad wanted to be zocha in these different pieces of pottery that cracked, and the water, that means he has ownership to it. He's chayiv. If he doesn't want it, if it's mamish hefker, then it's hefker that caused damage to him. We'll have to see how that plays out with the general understanding of boar. So the Gemara says, now in the last line of the Amud here, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Lo Shano Elisha Tinfo Kalev B'mayim. This is only true if when the guy falls, he gets dirty from the Kalim. Aval, if he slips, Hu Atma Pater, Karka Olam Hazikasa. But if the guy falls, he breaks his leg, breaks an arm, then the Baal HaKad is Pater, because I didn't cause that damage. It's the ground that caused the damage, the impact. I don't own the Karka. It's Karka Olam that damaged him. If my water damaged him, it was dirty water that ruined his clothing, ruined him, then I have to pay for the damage. But if he falls and breaks a leg from impact, I'm Pater. That's all according to Rav. When he said this in front of Shmuel, Amr Li, so he said to me, Michti, let's understand this for a moment. If a guy had a rock or a knife or a package, we learn this from Bor, that it's considered din of Bor. So all these cases of Bor, we've learned already a few times, that Bor only, the Baal HaBor only pays for Nezek if an animal gets killed. If a person, or damaged, I should say. If a person gets damaged, or if Kalim get damaged, I'm actually Pater. So how could Rav say that I'm chayiv to pay for his kalim that got ruined from the water if the water that spilled is a din of bor? And a bor is pater and kalim. How could this be true? Okay. So says the Gemara, hani mila lein ketala. That's only with respect to ketala. That if a bor kills a person, I'm pater from that. Aval inin nizikin, adam chayiv v'kalim v'turim. But with regards to damage, if a person gets damaged in my boar, I'm chayiv. When it comes to kalim, I'm actually going to be pater. Let's see how we get this together. So it says, look at Rashi now. Rashi is v'kalim paturim. This is five narrow lines down. Rashi v'kalim paturim. On this case, kalim pater bal habor. The shvirasan duhi misasan. Because when a kli breaks, that's its death. So I'm pater in any death that takes place in the boar. U'masnisin nami meima borahu. Our Mishnah is where the water serves as a bor. So when the bor causes damage, it's chayv on nezek of a person, not on kalim, which is the opposite. What Rav said before is that the water is chayv on kalim, then pater and adam, when the person falls. But the klal is that the bor is the opposite. The bor, you're chayv on nizke adam, but you're pater and kalim. So it doesn't seem to be correct, says Shmuel. So Rav says back, Hani mile hecha dafkarinu. This is all only true when you're mafkir the boar. Says Rashi, dafkirin ki boar, disavar rab boar, shechayv alav Torah, behifkir, rishuzo borahu, dechayv aso. Ba'aval, says the Gemara, hecha de lo afkirinu, mamonahu. When I'm not mafkir the land, when I want the water, I want the water, I want the kalim, I want the shivri kalim, so then that's not a din of boar, that's my mamon, and that mamon caused damage, so I'm chayv to pay any damage my mamon does. So when my mamon causes damage to your kalim, I'm chayv. When my mamon caused damage to the body, it didn't cause damage to your body. The impact, the karka caused damage to your body. That's why I'm pater in the nizkei adam, but I'm chayiv in nizkei kelim. That's what Rav explains. So the Gemara says further now, Masiv Rav Oshaya. He asks the question. It says, by the case of Bor, V'nofal Shama Shor O Chamor, Shor V'lo Adam, Chamor V'lo Kelim. Mikan Amru, Nofal Tocha Shor V'Kelim Nishtabru, Chamor V'Kelim Nishkaru Chai V'al Bema Pata Lo Kelim. So the Brisa says what we know already, that when it comes to a boar, the boar, Baal HaBor is only chai when animals fall. But you're pate when an Adam falls, you're pate when Kalim fall. And even if the animal with Kalim on him, I'm chai when the animal, I'm pate on all the Kalim. Ha lemaze dome, lavano v'sakino maso shenicha b'rishis rabim, v'zeko. And this is similar to a case where a person leaves his package in the middle of Rishis Rabim and causes damage. The Gemara says, well, it doesn't make sense. Adraba, ma dome lezemi baile. I mean, the Gemara has it backwards. The Gemara is asking, the Pasuk is modeled like what? Similar to Avano of Sakino. It's backwards. It should say, Avano is similar to the Pasuk. Not that the Pasuk is similar to the Avano of Sakino. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, my domelize. What's similar to the Pasuk? Avano v'sakino maso, shenicham v'shisarabim v'zeiko. Okay, right now everything is what we've known already. The Gemara just wanted to fix and tweak that line. But lefikach, the conclusion of the price is, what we learn from all this, im hetiach tzolchiso be'evin Chayiv. So if, what's the case here? Metiach tzuchiso be'evin chayiv. What's tzuchiso? Like a plate? A plate or something?
Pieces of plate?
Flask.
The flask. Mm-hmm. The person, let's say, leaves his rock in the Rishis Rabim. Another person comes along and breaks his flask on that. It trips. And the tzuchis breaks from the rock. You chayiv, the person who places the evin, he's chayiv to pay back. Okay, so what's the kasha here? So reish akasha l'rav v'seif akasha l'shmuel. How? What's the kasha here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says reish. If you look at Rashi, it's around, I don't know, 20 lines up or so. Reish de katani avano v'sakino domin labor is a kasha l'rav. Sakadaita chafila b'dilo afkiri mayri. Right, we're saying Rav said there's a difference when you're mafkir versus not mafkir. Our case here doesn't distinguish. Sounds like any time a person leaves property in the shirabim, whether it's Hefker or not Hefker, Hefker has the same din. There's no distinction between Hefker. So the Reish is Akasha to Rav. And the Seifa says, Rashi, the Katani im hitiach acher tzluchiso be'evin asher zeh chayiv kasha Shmuel de hashem mashma de mishore lamanu. Remember, if I break my kalim on this rock, so if the rock's a boar, I'm pot, the Baal HaBor is potter from kalim. The only time I'd be chayiv if I break my flask on the rock is if the rock is viewed as a mammon, so the Baal Evan has to pay back. So Shmuel thought that the Evan has a din of a boar, so he should be potter from the kalim. But the Gemara sounds like, no, the Evan has a din of a mammon, where you're chayiv to pay kalim. So that's the kasha both on Rav and Shmuel. I hope everyone got that. Again, Rav says, just to recap, Rav holds that the difference when I leave a property in the Rishis HaRabim, it depends whether I'm mafkir or not mafkir. And the Brisa makes no distinction. Sounds like across the board, even if I am not mafkir, it has a din of hefkir, din of boar. And Shmuel says, whenever a person leaves something, it always has a din of boar, whether I'm mafkir or I'm not mafkir, it always has a din of boar, in which case I should always be pater. The Baal HaBor should always be pater in kalim. The Brisa says, if another guy walks and breaks his kalim, then the Baal HaBor is chayiv when paying for kalim. So we see that there must be some distinction between owning it or not owning it. So there's an internal steer within the Brisa. Hope that was somewhat clear. So the Gemara says, according to your Svara, Tikshalei Higufa, right? Look at the Brisa itself. Forget Rav and Shmuel. Look at the Brisa internally. Reisha Pater v'seif achayiv. There's an internal stira. Is the din of a Avano left over, is that a din of a boar, or is it din of a shore? Ela Rav Matar Tzatame, Shmuel Matar Tzatame. They're both going to answer according to their general shitas. Rav Matar Tzatame. When is this all true? Kishef Kiran, when you're mafkir, that's when it has a din of boar and your patan kalim. Aval lo hif kiran, chayv. If you're not mafkir, you're chayv, not because boar, because it's considered your mamon. And lefikach hitiach tzulchiso be'evin chayv. Therefore, if a guy walks by and breaks his kalim, I have to pay back because if I own the evin, it's a din of shor, I'm chayv in nizke mamon. Shmuel metaritz latame, hashadamis avono sakino, umaso kiboro dami. Shmuel says, we paskin that any time a person leaves something in the Rishis HaRabim, it is going to be din of boar. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who in general holds that boar is chayv on nitzkei kelim, in this case, if a guy breaks his keli on the boar, you be chayv lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's try to make it to the two dots. It's only a case here. If I tripped on the rock, and then what's nashif mean? And then the keli broke on the rock, I think. How do you define nashif?
Knocked his flask. Knocked it against the stone.
Okay. About this kalba karkalitz, I slipped on the ground. I just tripped. I was clumsy. But nashif be'evin, and then it broke on the rock. Pater. I'm pater in that case, because he didn't cause me to have the damage. He didn't trip me up. So, come on. Who's this like? The low Rabbi Nassan. This is not like Rabbi Nassan. Who's Rabbi Nassan? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains the low Rabbi Nassan around six lines up, narrow lines up. Damar the Kaman, we'll see later on in Daf Nun Gimel. Bishor Shadachov es Chaveiro, a shore pushes another shore. The bore into a pit. Kolhecha Deleka Lashlumi Mehai Shore, Mishali Mibor. Hai Davale Hezeko. Rabbi Nassan holds a Shita. We saw him already on Daf Yud Gimel or so, a reference to Shita's Rabbi Nassan. That, let's say two people were the cause of that damage, so then you go to the primary mazik, and if you can't collect the full amount from the primary mazik, then you could go to the secondary mazik. So the shore was the one who initially pushed the other shore, so you collect from the Baal HaShore, but if he doesn't have the wherewithal to pay for it, so then you collect the remainder from the Baal HaBor, because the Baal HaBor also was part of that damage. So Rabbi Nassan would say, in this case, the karka caused me to trip. So even though there's no one to claim from, but in the end I broke it on the Evan, which shouldn't have been there, so I should be able to collect full payment from the Baal HaEvan. So we see the fact that we don't say that, it's not like Rabbi Nassan. Ikadamri. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Amr Balazar Lotema Beniskal Be'evan Venishab Evan Humachayev. Don't say in a case where I trip on the rock and my keli breaks on the rock that the Baal HaEvan Tchayev. About Niska Bekark of Nisha Be'evan Pater. But if in a case where I tripped on the ground and my keli broke in the Evan, then he would be Pater. Don't say that. Ella afilu Niska Bekark of Nisha Be'evan Chayev. Even if I trip from the ground and the rock breaks my keli, even in that case I'm Chayev. Kiman Rabbi Nassan, in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Nassan.
It seems like the case is a little different from Nassan. Rabbi Nassan, there was two actors involved, right? There was the shore and the bore, and we're saying someone's got to make the whole damage. Here, you tripped, and then your tzlichus broke on the Evan. The person, it's either the Evan making you whole or yourself making yourself whole. You're the one who forced the other hand.
Right. So this gets into the discussion we'll see later on. I think it might be in this parak. I don't know if it's coming up soon or not. When a person trips, on something, is he considered, am I the poshe for tripping? Or no, I'm not poshe, I'm walking. It happens when people walk. It happens to be the ground was a little bit uneven. And even though there's no one to take responsibility for that, but it wasn't my fault. Someone else contributed, not someone else, something else contributed. That might be part of the issue going on. Okay. All right.